listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Anti-gas campaigners say a fire in central Queensland shows the rest of the country that coal seam gas projects are not worth the risk. Large fireballs were filmed near Balhinya Downs between Rolleston and Banana yesterday on a pipeline which supplies gas to major industrial businesses in Gladstone. Yesterday afternoon, Gemina, which operates the pipeline, said crews were travelling to the site to make it safe, and it will provide an update this morning. An imaging test that's used to diagnose cancer is in short supply across regional Queensland. That's according to Dr. Robert Horvath from the Royal College of Pathologists of Australia and echoed by Capricornia MP Michelle Landry, who says Rockhampton has a PET machine sitting there and ready to go. He wants scanners to be more widely available to help doctors diagnose other diseases as well.
We prefer people to be managed where they live rather than having to traverse vast distances across the state.
Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says she's considering how public imaging services could be expanded in regional areas, including PET scans. And police in Emerald are trying to track down a man they believe was involved in an incident which left another man with significant facial injuries and broken ribs. It's alleged three people broke into a Bridgman Street property in September, assaulting the 56-year-old. Police say they've now charged two men and have posted images to the My Police Facebook pages of a third man they'd like to speak to in the hope anyone with information will come forward. In sport, it's go time for the men's Central Coast soccer season. Southside United drew the short straw to face reigning premiers Central FC in their first outing on Saturday night. It's a prelim rematch between Narumbara and Frenchville, while Bursica take on Cap Coast and Bluebirds host Clinton. Games begin at 7 p.m.